Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, this is a Delicious Legacy podcast and I'm Thomas Dinas. Thanks for tuning in even in this crazy time we live in. At least here we'll have an escape and travel back in time. So today we're gonna talk about ancient sausage recipes, cooking techniques and the history of sausage. What better thing to do when you're in quarantine and in self-isolation than to listen some tasty recipes from the Delicious Legacy, hey? I know. Saying we're going to talk about sausages sounds funny. Yeah, sausages have always been funny. They've been funny since ancient times. Aristophanes, the Athenian probably, had comedies where he was rude. And he was talking about the sausage. Anyway, I'm digressing now. Sausages are extremely tasty. So let's get cracking with the history of the sausage. What makes them so popular then? So extremely popular, in fact. It seems that every culture has them in some form or another. Everyone's different. But we all love sausages. Greeks eat it, Italians eat it, Germans, Spanish, Polish, British, Portuguese. There is, even, a sausage party in Taiwan, in Taipei. There are sausages in China, the Lap Cheong, a smoked pork sausage, sometimes flavored with rose water, or rice wine. The Yunchang, a duck liver sausage. Greeks eat Lukanika, and that as every other culture has, they do have plenty of different flavors and varieties. But two prominent ones are pork meat sausages mixed with orange peel and fennel, or smoked pork sausage with leek. So as we can see, sausages are universal. And the reason being so is the problem every culture came upon in the past. How to use every piece of meat of the animal that has been handled and butchered. Sausages were the solution, working in conjunction, of course, with the magic of salt and smoke, and it was a way to preserve that said meat and not let it spoil. Hence, helping the early humankind survive and nourish themselves in the scarce winters of the Northern Hemisphere. Historical records on sausages began around 4 millennia ago. Texts in cuneiform from ancient Sumerians of Mesopotamia mention meat stuffed into intestinal casing amongst other delicacies, such as pickled crickets. Now, aren't you glad that the subject today is not edible insects? By the way, the land of Mesopotamia is what we call today Iraq, Syria and southeastern Turkey, and the word itself is from ancient Greek and means the land between the two rivers. And this is where the very first civilizations arose, like the Sumerians, Assyrians, Akkadians, Babylonians, and so on. The two rivers mentioned are Tigris and Euphrates, and this is where we found the first ever written records for sausage. Circa 9th century BCE, we learn from Homer's texts about the hero Odysseus that he is rolling from side to side as a cook turns a sausage. We also have Chinese goat and lamb sausages that are mentioned as early as 589 BCE. There's also North American Indians that used to make something called pemmican, a compressed dried meat and berry cake, which is pretty much their version of sausages, diced meat preserved to last in the long distance traveling of the nomadic peoples of North America. As we see, sausages were, and still are, of course, very, very popular. They transcend boundaries of rich and poor and class. Sausages were eaten across the socio-economic spectrum, in various places, in various times. For a closer example here in Britain, during the Anglo-Saxon era, most people hunted. Particular cuts and preparations, or kinds of meats, were not class-specific. Eating sausage throughout the winter was necessary and vital for the survival of everyone, lord and peasant alike. So this is another reason for the popularity of the sausage and its ubiquity across the world, across every culture we've seen so far. But let's go back to the ancient world. We have mentions of sausages from the written records on cuneiform tablets in Mesopotamia. We have mentions of blood sausages in ancient Egypt. And in Homer's Iliad, blood sausages made with pig's blood and barley meal. One of the most famous regions in antiquity for its mock sausages was a region in southern Italy, near to what we call the heel of Italy. The area was Lucania, the land of the Lucani people. They were probably making the best smoked sausages in Italy and Eastern Mediterranean. Hence, the ancient and modern name in Greek for sausage is Lucanico, Lucanica in plural. The method of making the smoked sausages was brought back to Rome, possibly by soldiers of the late Roman Republic who had served in southern Italy. Apicius gives us the first surviving written recipe for smoked sausages, and the word is first recorded in Greek in a 4th century CE papyri and in the joke book Philogelos, which is the oldest existing collection of jokes. As you can imagine, there must be some dirty and rude joke about sausages here. The word Lucanica is surviving and is familiar today from end to end of the Mediterranean and far beyond. Southern Italy, Greece, in Cyprus, in Bulgaria, in Turkey as well we have sucuk. In Portugal and Brazil, has survived as linguiça, and in Spain as longaniza. And this is the magic that is almost in every culture. The sausages had to be salted, smoked, preserved. Here we have lots of different techniques, but very similar, yet unique ways on how to make sausages. The idea of forcing some chopped pork meat into natural casings is almost universal. Again, it is the theme of trying to use every part of the animal. The casing, which is the intestine, is useful because you don't want to throw it away. Usually it was stuffed with leftovers. Would be things like the spleen, the heart, the liver, the fat, and so on. We can almost say that any forcemeat with some extra herbs and spices is a sausage. Even haggis and modern morcilla and other black pudding-type sausages. But back to Apicius, where we have a couple of extremely mouth-watering recipes that we're going to see very soon. Before we get into that, let's listen to our fellow podcaster Ancient History Hound telling us about his podcast about ancient Rome and Greece.
Are you interested in ancient history and the occasional pun? If so, Ancient History Hound is for you. Hi, my name's Neil, and I'm the host of Ancient History Hound, a podcast which covers a range of topics across ancient Greece and Rome. Whether you're someone new to it all or a seasoned veteran, I've got you covered. Find Ancient History Hound wherever you get your podcasts from. Alternatively, visit my website, ancientblogger.com, or find me on Twitter, at Ancient Blogger.
The etymology of the word sausage is quite interesting, I find. So we have, in Latin, the word sausage is isicia. From here, we have the phrase salsa isicia, sausages seasoned with salt, which through its compound salsicia in vulgar Latin becomes in old North French saucisse. And that's how we get the modern French saucisse. And from this, we get the mid-15th century sausage, and where we get the modern word sausage. Okay, back to ancient Greece and Rome then. We have the Book of Apicius, a recipe book that survives to this day, from the 1st century CE. That makes it roughly 2,000 years old. A book written by the Roman Marcus Gavius Apicius, a gourmet and a lover of luxury. Or at least the collection of recipes here is attributed to him. It includes a lot of recipes and techniques and ingredients found in ancient Greece too, and they were common to both cultures, of course. Who can imagine the Roman soldiers mingling with the local population or getting to know the local ladies and getting drunk with local wine while eating the famous smoked sausages, which then brought back to Rome and the technique of how to make them. Of course, there are myriads of different tantalizing superb recipes on how to make sausages and what kind of different herbs and spices to use, or if they include wine and other flavorings and so on. But this one from Apicius is proper old, 2,000-year-old recipe. And of course, yeah, recipes will change over the time and will adapt as people and availability of ingredients change. At the same time, a lot of things remain the same too. For example, the way of smoking the sausages. But the modern versions of Italian sausages, especially from southern Italy, contain a few of the original ingredients of this recipe. Lucanicae were traditionally smoked above the fireplace and not otherwise cooked. So they will hang them for 2-3 days near the fireplace and with the fire burning more or less continuously, as people needed to heat their homes and cook too. The sausages will dry and simultaneously get infused with the smoke from the family hearth. This lovely recipe, of course, doesn't contain enough quantities and enough detailed instructions to tell the modern cook how to do it, how to execute it. Luckily, many before me, and including me, have attempted it a few times and managed to write down some quantities for the ingredients, which will help you recreate the recipes at home. After all, it is easy enough to do it now with all the gadgets and the refrigeration we have nowadays. It does require, though, from you to be a bit organized and get down to your local butcher and get some natural casings. Obviously, some local independent butcher will have some. Luckily, there are plenty here in London, and I think in general across the UK. And so this authentic element will be ticked, basically. It's good to go and get pork intestines for this. And I'm sure the local independent butcher will use natural pork casings for his sausages too. I think there is enough to find, to be honest.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So the original recipe, as Apicius wrote it, is the following. Lucanicae, crushed pepper, cumin, savory, rue, parsley, mixed herbs, bayberry, fish sauce, and mixing well-beaten meat, rubbing it well into the mixture. Then, adding fish sauce, whole peppercorns, plenty of fat, and pine kernels. Stuff it into an intestine, pulled as thin as possible, and hang it in the smoke. Of course, for an experienced cook and someone who cooks all the time and is used to do sausages and so on, that wouldn't be a problem. You can improvise and do stuff accordingly. But a lot of times we don't have the time, we don't have the cooking at home, we don't have the inclination to do something so vague. We need to be more specific, and we need to cook for X amount of people. So we need recipes with exact ingredients. So this one, as I told you before, this one I've made before, so we can have some exact quantities. So yeah, once you make your sausages, then it's time to smoke them. At this point, it's best if you cook them straight away. The best way to do it is at the barbecue, so you can get a bit of smokiness in them. If you have a fireplace large enough that you can suspend a bunch of sausages, and with a bit of a draft of air going through, then let them dry for 2 days and then cook them. Of course, you can smoke them and simultaneously dry them on your barbecue, especially convenient if you have a side smoker, which means that you can do it low and slow with your favorite wood chips. If you would like to get the recipe with the exact quantities for the ingredients listed above from Apicius, and more details on how to make your sausages, please go to my Patreon and subscribe. For as little as $5, you can have access to a wealth of information and extra material such as recipes, images, along with additional details about the sources. And, of course, you get the podcast early and ad-free.
Another sausage recipe from the Book of Apicius. It calls for white sausages, which they're normally boiled. So for this one, you will need about 1 leek, finely chopped, 30 grams of cracked wheat, which you're going to boil, or some paired barley perhaps, 340 grams of minced meat, something like pork belly again works well, about half a teaspoon of ground lavage seed, 2 eggs, 30 grams of pine kernels crushed, 30 ml of fish sauce, 1 teaspoon of black peppercorns, and half a teaspoon of ground black pepper, and of course sausage skins. In a similar fashion, you will finally chop the leek, combine all the ingredients in a food processor if you want, or mix them really, really well with your hands, and stuff the sausages. Once you make one long or six smaller sausages, depends with the length of your intestines of the casings. You will place them in a pan with cold water and bring that slowly to boil. Once it reaches the boiling point, turn it down and let it simmer for 20 minutes. At this stage, they will be white and they can be eaten either hot or cold. Of course, you can always grill them if you wish. Aside from the ancient recipes we've seen in Apicius from southern Italy, I'll give you a traditional Greek recipe for sausages, which is modern, but really all the ingredients could have been in ancient Greece too. This comes from Thessalia in central Greece, specifically the Karditsa region, and the recipe makes quite a lot of sausages, to be honest, and of course you can have it or quarter it if you just want to make a few. For this one, you will need to grind the meat through a 12mm plate. So, 250 grams of onion finely chopped, 750 grams of leek finely chopped, the inner tender leaves, parts of the plant only, 10 grams of black pepper grounded, 90 grams of sea salt, 1.5 grams of allspice, 2 grams of oregano, 2 grams of savory. The quantities of meat are as following: 2 kilograms shoulder of pork, 1 kilo pork leg, 1 kilo pork neck, half a kilo pork belly, half a kilo pork fat. So all this meat will go through the 12mm plate of the mincer. Now mix the pork and herbs slowly, bit by bit. The meat needs to be cold from the fridge. You put the spices bit by bit, you mix it, then more spices, you mix it thoroughly to all the pork meat. Then add the leek and onion. For this quantity of meat, we need 250 milliliters of very cold water, iced water. Mix extremely well again. Let it sit in the fridge for 12 hours. Stuff natural pork casings. Let them dry 2 or 3 days on the fireplace or in the fridge. I will put this recipe in writing on my Patreon page, so you can have it written with more details if you need it. Once they're dried and ready, then you can cook them. Light your barbecue and cook them over hot charcoal for about 15 to 20 minutes maximum, turning them often. Serve sizzling hot with a squeeze of lemon over fat chunks of bread or pita, which will absorb all the incredible juices coming out of the sausages. Sprinkle some wild mountain oregano and you can gorge and not share with anyone. And share with your friends and family together with a glass of red wine. As a bonus for today, I'm going to talk about old traditional British sausages that I don't think you can find it in supermarkets or in butchers that easily, to be honest. I certainly haven't seen it as far as I remember. It's called Polony sausage, and it's a cooked pork sausage sold in loops of 40 to 50 centimeters long, with a skin bright red enclosing pale pink meat. It has a cured pork flavor, lightly spiced and lightly smoked. The name of the sausage might be a corruption of Polonia or Bologna. Whichever, Polony has had over 300 years to develop a British identity, as it was popular in the 17th century. We have a recipe for Bologna sausages in 1726, which displays several characteristics still associated with the Polony. For example, the color has always been red. Red shades, saltpeter, red wine were all used as coloring. So the recipe for this one is pretty much standard. You mix lean and fat pork, which is chopped fine. You mix that with flour paste or with rusk and seasonings: salt, pepper, mace, coriander, and ginger.
Then this is filled into wide casings. They are boiled for about 45 minutes with red food coloring in the water. Then chilled in iced water, then drained, and you can eat them cold, sliced, or warm them up in the frying pan. Have you ever heard of them? I certainly haven't. As an extra double bonus, I'm going to talk about a condiment that goes very well with sausage, mustard. So I'm going to talk about Tewkesbury mustard. So Tewkesbury mustard was famous in the 1500s, so more than 500 years ago, which in my books classifies it as ancient. And it was so famous that it was a byword for particular kind of stupidity. There was a saying, "His wit's as thick as Tewkesbury's mustard." The mustard seed was ground in a mortar or crushed with a cannonball. Really? With a cannonball? Anyway, sifted, combined with an infusion of horseradish, well mixed for at least an hour, made into balls, then dried. It was sold and then reconstituted with various substances, vinegar, verjuice, cider, or red wine. For a modern version that I think we can do ourselves at home, the ingredients are mustard seed, horseradish root, wine vinegar, and if you find it, acetic acid. The spices are ground, mixed to a paste with the other ingredients, and allowed to mature for several days before bottling. Today's sausages are as popular as they've ever been. There are even loads of sausage festivals across the globe. In UK, we have Ludlow Food Festival. In China, the Harbin Sausage Festival. There are festivals in Germany, Hungary, Italy, Portugal. In France, we have the Morto Sausage Festival, which celebrates the Belle de Morto, a pork sausage which is smoked for at least 48 hours with sawdust from conifer and juniper trees within 2 years, a pyramidal chimney. It's not cooked as the smoking is accompanied with a strong current of air, and it must be only produced on the plateau and the Jura Mountains at altitude greater of 600 meters to be called Belle de Morto. Once it's cooked, the Belle de Morto sausage is soft and mellow with a firm, juicy bite, and it's definitely going really well with lentils and bean stews, and yeah, just frying it really. It's incredible taste. Okay, and with this, we conclude the episode for today. I hope I have made you really hungry and you're ready to experiment with some techniques in sausage making. And your next barbecue includes some sausages inspired by some of the ancient recipes here, or a mixture of the ancient recipes and the newest ones, or even why not follow the exact original ancient recipe. I've been Thomas Dinas, and this is a Delicious Legacy podcast. Stay safe. Remember to subscribe to Patreon. Your help means a lot. And like, rate, follow on Acast, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify. Bye.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.